if they're going to be sending this kind of letter that is only going originally to Republican members of the House, that they need to share whatever facts they claim to have with the American people.
Robbie, why would she say something that is so flatly untrue? I have a copy here. It's not very long. It's the letter that Comey sent to Congress. On the front page, it's got the eight Republican chairmen of the committees. If you just turn it over, next page, you got the eight top Democrats on the committee. Why would she say that it was just sent to the Republicans when, in fact, it was sent to the Republicans and Democrats?
You know, Chris, this has been really overhyped.
Well, she said it. I didn't.
We were all surprised by this letter. She looked at the front page, and as you just said yourself, on the front page of that memo, it lists those Republican chairs. Were the Democrats CC'd at the end of the letter? Absolutely. She looked at the front page of the letter. She has acknowledged, we all acknowledge, this was sent to everybody. Again, what we're concerned and disturbed by is that Director Comey sent a letter saying, we have some information. I don't know if it's significant. I don't know if it isn't. He didn't say where it came from. He didn't say what it was about. He didn't even say whether these emails were sent or received by Hillary Clinton. And furthermore, another hypothetical that's out there is that these are duplicates that have already been released. Director Comey owes it to the American people, releasing this just a matter of days before the election to provide all the information. That's what we're asking. Just get all of it out there and the voters can judge for themselves. We think the voters actually want to hear about what these two candidates are going to do to make a difference in their lives.